I'm Ken Rogers with a recap of the Friday, July 9th markets, where it was a mixed day in the grain trade, higher in the livestock. U.S. weekly export sales showed 173,177 metric tons of old crop corn sold during the week that ended July the 1st. New crop booking 198,218 metric tons, down 73% from the same week a year ago. Mexico, the top buyer for the year, for that last week. And in the soybeans, we were mixed there as well. Export sales 63,808 of old crop beans sold for the week that ended last week, down 32% week to week, 7% of sales the same week last season. So looks like delivered to Japan, Colombia over the last week soy bookings as well. Wheat trade harvest pressure still a little bit there, but we have seen a lot of different action, kind of waiting to see the harvest kind of wrap up in Kansas, maybe a couple of strong days and get pretty close to cleanup, except in that northwest corner where they are finally able to get back in after a very warm day today, and then should be able to get going a little bit. But the chance of front coming through could bring some more moisture. So let's go to the board and look at the quotes. September corn down 7 1/4, 529.5. December was down 6 3/4 at 517. August soybeans up 14, 1379.25. November up 9 3/4, 1329.25. The August soybean meal down 270, 354.10. August soybean oil up $1.87, 62.35. September Chicago wheat was down 3 today, 615. December down 3, 623.75. September Kansas City hard red wheat up 6 cents on the day at 594. December up 5 3/4 at 605. In the cattle trade, well, there. Again, looks like for the week, we're going to be steady basically on this feedlot cattle sales. The bulk took place at 120 in the south, 126 in the north. So pretty much you did see some reports of 118. So could be steady to just slightly lower when we get all the numbers added up. This morning's report in the wholesale box beef, choice was down 241, select down $1.55. So that also throwing a wrench maybe into some things. Hog market, again, turned off higher for the week as well. And let's go to the board now with the livestock. October live cattle up 12, 125.57. December up 62, 130.90. August feeder cattle up $1.85, 159.17. September up $1.80, 161.82. August lean hogs up $1.20, 101.57. October up $1.32, 85.42. Financial, well, let's go energy trade. Natural gas lower, but the heating oil, gas, crude, ethanol all trending higher. Gold and silver also higher on this Friday. The financial markets, last check before the close, we have the quotes, S&P up 19, 43, 31.90. The NASDAQ up nearly 100 points, 14, 8, 11.75. The Dow up 455 points, 34,749. That's a review of the Friday, July 9th markets. I'm Ken Rogers.